the soul. When we talk about our souls, which many of us believe in, how are they connected to us? Are we correct to think they are somewhere inside us, or could that be somewhere else and become active when we die? When quantum entanglement was discovered, that is the ability to connect in a way using the quantum scale, giving us the ability to connect with something instantly no matter how far away, did this indicate it could be how our souls are connected to us? I guess it all depends on what each person believes what the soul is. First of all, science can't prove the soul exists, it is a mystery. This does not mean it doesn't exist, just that we cannot figure it out yet. There are just so many things a soul could be. Some believe we have a sort of plasma-like inner self which doesn't show up on medical devices, and that is where our consciousness comes from. An experiment was conducted by a doctor. I believe it was in the late 1800s. He put a few dying patients into a bed on a special scale and noticed when they died they lost a tiny bit of weight. He presumed this was the soul leaving the body. The problem is other things could have accounted for this tiny weight loss. There is no way yet to even know if consciousness is connected to the soul. Consciousness is another thing we cannot see the source of unless we say it is just our brain which is responsible. Yet some scientists no longer believe this and think it is coming from an outside source, and if that is true, maybe our soul is with it, or maybe it is inside our soul. We talk about other dimensions, and there are those who believe there are at least two more dimensions. One supposedly is where our souls are kept and maybe our consciousness, and the other is where we come from when we are born. There is no way to know who is right and who is wrong with their theories about the soul. We know many loved ones have been contacted by a deceased person, and it is too many to just write this off. There are those who think our souls are kept in the same place as where we come from, and the souls of babies who are being sent to the earth don't exist, just full souls, and some of them have been here before. These people even go so far as to say many times those souls don't want to return to the earth but have no choice in the matter. These people believe the reason for returning them to earth is for them to lead better lives and repent for how they lived before. This would make life on earth a sort of hell for them without the flames that are talked about. Just the idea of returning a soul to earth which was maybe in heaven with God seems to be repugnant to them. Others have looked at this problem and said they were never with God in heaven but kept away from all deceased family and friends until they were sent back so they could prove they were truly sorry for their past life. Needless to say, this is not believed by all who believe souls are sent back to earth sometimes. Those people believe all our spirits are sent back to earth and we have all lived maybe many times before. They point to the fact a child died at a young age and yet another child said he was that former child and knew everything about him when there was no way he could. Could it be dying as a child doesn't really mean innocence, because that child could have lived many times before, and maybe that might be why the person is continually being sent back to earth? One thing I realize is this is really a weird topic, but you have to admit some people might find it very interesting. If we have a soul as many of us believe, what about aliens? Would they also have one? Let's take this even a step further. There are those who believe every living thing has a soul. Some say they have seen the ghosts of their deceased pets. Could it be creatures like birds and even insects have an afterlife? I know it sounds incredible, but in some way, there is goodness in every animal, for example. They may not be good to us, but they are usually very good to their offspring. I personally hope they do have a soul. After all, heaven would be a lot nicer if it had them in it. If quantum entanglement is how we are attached to the soul, we have discovered something staggering, and as we study it, who knows what we will find. Will science and religion finally merge? There are those who believe if we didn't have a soul, we would not be alive, because the body is controlled by the soul. The word soul is a translation of the Hebrew and Greek and means a creature that breathes. There are those who believe everything in time is happening at once, we just cannot perceive it. What would this have to do with the soul? Could it be the soul is controlling our every move and maybe our whole life at once? I do not believe in this theory, it seems even too far out for a discussion on souls. What I know is many different religions believe in a soul, even if they do not call it that. Look at the ancients. The Egyptians lived their entire lives preparing for their souls to go to the afterlife. They believed Osiris and numerous gods were in a hall waiting to judge the dead, and most of the time the heart was weighed to see if they were worthy to enter the afterlife. They knew their bodies were left behind even though they were mummified, because it was obvious and could be seen in many circumstances. Almost all ancient Jews believed in the soul and afterlife except for the Sadducees, who denied the existence of the afterlife. Ancient artifacts have been uncovered which prove people believed in the soul. One was a 3,000-year-old memorial which asked others to celebrate his immortal life. The subject of the soul is a very controversial one for some people, and since we don't really have any answers, hard to understand. It is a matter of faith, and many people believe, including me.